Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We acknowledge that we need you, Lord. Hallelujah. We need you in everything we do, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Abba. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, that you've given us the Shabbat. Lord, we thank you that Shabbat really does never, ever shut down. We thank you, Lord, that we can rely on you in season and out of season. And we thank you for this season of focus on you. And we thank you for this, your Shabbat day. Hallelujah. Help us, Lord, to keep our eyes on you. Oh, Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So this morning I woke up to one of my verses of the day, and it really was what's on my heart for worship today anyhow, which is from Colossians 3:16. Let the word of Messiah dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another with all wisdom, in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with gratitude in your hearts to God. And I know it's so difficult under this Zoom setting and the clunkiness of it, wherever you might be in your own bedroom, dorm room, living room, car, wherever you might be, the people who are watching this later, but I just encourage you to have the word of the Lord implanted in you this morning. Listen to the teaching, receive it, to worship the Lord in gratitude. And for those of us who are gathered on Zoom, to actually seek to hear the Lord, to seek to hear him speaking in words and psalms and exhortations that would build everyone up. And again, I just remind you, when the Lord gives you something like that, unmute yourself, wait for the gap to be given for you, give your exhortation and remute yourself. So let's worship the Lord together. I don't know what you've been reading, but as I see accounts of how the world looks at what's been happening over these last couple of months, of people not driving and businesses not running, they keep saying that the earth is reclaiming itself. But we read the scriptures today that talk about God's plan ultimately for that to be observed, for the year of Jubilee to be. And I believe that the Lord is giving us this year of Jubilee in this time that we have of not being quite so caught up in our day to day and being more dependent on him and recognizing that we are not in control. He is in control. And so I invite you to join in this with an attitude of celebration, not the attitude of faithlessness. It takes faith to observe the year of Jubilee. It takes faith to go through that Sabbath downtime where he says, trust in me and I will provide.
Everywhere.
you blow that again? Hallelujah. We are not those who shrink back, Lord. We are not those who shrink back. We are not those who are deceived into thinking that you have forsaken us, Lord. You have not forsaken us, Lord. Give us faith, Lord. Give us faith, Lord. Help us, Lord, to be among those who in the end have overcome by the word of the testimony, by the blood of the Lamb, and by not loving our daily lives unto death. Hallelujah. 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 We lift you up, O Lord. Hallelujah. Go ahead, John.
In the book of Lamentations, in chapter 3, starting at verse 19, it says, "Remember my affliction and my wandering, the wormwood and bitterness. Surely my soul remembers and is bowed down within me. This I recall to mind, therefore I have hope. The Lord's loving kindnesses indeed never fail, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore, I have hope in him."
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord, we have our hope in you. Lord, we look to you. We look to you, the author and finisher of our faith. We look to you.
Thank you. Isaiah 55:10. For the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return there, but water the earth, making it bring forth and sprout, giving seed to the sower and bread to the eater. So shall my word be that goes out from my mouth. It shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish that which I purpose and shall succeed in the thing for which I sent it. For you shall go out in joy and be led forth in peace. The mountains and the hills before you shall break forth into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Instead of the thorn shall come up the cypress. Instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle. And it shall make a name for the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Lasting sign that shall not be cut off.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Oh, Lord, as we lift you up, as we acknowledge you as Messiah, as the King, as truly the Lord of everything, our hearts cry out for you, Lord, for our people. Let them call on the Holy One. Let Jacob call on the Holy One. Let the nations call on the Holy One.
Oh, there is power in the name of Yeshua. Yes, there is power in the name of Yeshua. To break every chain, to break every chain, to break every chain, to break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
Lord, give us the faith. Give us the faith to live as your word calls us to live. To believe as your word calls us to believe. Hallelujah.
Yeah. where he has come to us in any way and said that you are not sufficient, that we won't make it. Lord, we reject that. We ask that you would rebuke the accuser of the brethren. And we thank you that we have Yeshua defending us before the throne. Sacrifice was so freely given, such a price but our redemption, your heaven's gates so blind. His sufficiency, it's his sufficiency.
Psalm on my heart this week, Psalm 46. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear though the earth should change and though the mountains slip into the heart of the sea. And I've read this. This has been a psalm that's touched me over and over again, but this week, I think God gave it especially, he kind of brought out the part that says a very present help in time of trouble.
Hallelujah.
And I think that I end up thinking, you know, because I'm feeling whatever trouble, feeling troubled, going through trouble, that he's not present. That's a proof of that he's not present. But the reality is that he's present and he brings us through these troubles. He brings us through the storms. He doesn't let us sometimes go around the storm. He brings us through it. And the other scripture that's been on my heart is from Luke chapter 1. And I believe it's starting in verse 78. Because of the tender mercy of our God, with which the sunrise from on high will visit us, to shine upon those who sit in darkness and the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. And I know that comes in the middle of the verse, but just wanted to read that to you.
Hallelujah. Does anyone else have something you're sitting on?
Yes, I want to say something. I want to read from the book of Revelations, chapter 4, from verse 8 until the 11th verse. In the middle of the verse. Day and night, they never stop saying, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, was and is to come." Whenever the living creatures give glory, honor, and thanks to him who sits on the throne and who lives forever and ever, the 24 elders fall down before him who sits on the throne and worship him who lives forever and ever. They lay down their crowns before the throne and say, "You are worthy, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power. For you created all things, and by your will they were created and have their being."
Hallelujah. Go ahead, Rosaline. We can't hear you. Are you muted still? We have no sound from you. No sound. Can you type it in the comments, perhaps? John, did you have something?
Yes, yes, I did. Ecclesiastes. Okay, I just had it too. Ecclesiastes chapter 9. Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 10, and so forth. "Whatsoever your hand findeth to do, do it with your might. For there is no work, nor device, nor knowledge, nor wisdom in the grave, whether you go. I returned and saw under the sun that the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, neither yet bread to the wise, nor yet riches to men of understanding, nor yet favor to men of skill, but time and chance happen to them all. For no man knoweth not his time. As the fishes that are taken in an evil net, and as the birds that are caught in a snare, so are the sons of men snared in an evil time, when it falleth suddenly upon them. This wisdom have I seen also under the sun, and it seemed great unto me. There was a little city and a few men within it, and there came a great king against it, and besieged it, and built great bulwarks against it. Now there was found in it a poor wise man, and he had his wisdom delivered unto the city, yet no man remembered this same poor old man. Then said I, wisdom is better than strength. Nevertheless, the poor man's wisdom is despised, and his words are not heard. And the words of wise men are heard in a quiet more than the cry of him that ruleth among fools. Wisdom is better than weapons of war, but one sinner destroyeth much good."
Hallelujah. This is what Rosaline had wanted.
You're going to do something.
What?
If you're going to do something, do it with all your might. Amen. You know, and thank God. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Yeshua. Amen.
This is the passage that Rosaline wanted to read from 1 Peter 5, verses 10 and 11. "After you have suffered a little while, the God of all grace, who has called you into his eternal glory in Messiah, will himself restore, support, strengthen, and establish you. All power to him forever. Amen.
All power to him forever.